Ever heard people in this part of the country say anything besides that, maybe on Christmas Day, something that there's you try to say to somebody before he says it to you?
Yeah. But Merry Christmas.
Okay, I was thinking about something like Christmas gift.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do people still say
that? Oh, yeah, yeah.
They would tell you, well, would they say that, or?
Yeah, most of the time they'd say Christmas gift.
When you say that, do they really expect to get something?
No.
It's just something to say.
Yeah.
Okay. And on January the 1st, you'd say, I hope you have a...
Merry Christmas, or a good Christmas.
Well, January the 1st.
Oh, be... Happy New Year.
Okay. Have you ever heard of New Year's gift?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Do people actually give gifts?
No. Not necessarily. They don't in this country much.
But they'd still say,
yeah, New Year's gift.
That's interesting. Okay. Say if somebody did you a favor, you might say something like, well, I sure am much
obliged.
Okay. And let's say these are a bunch of expressions. Somebody might say, well, I need to go downtown to do some
shopping.
All right. And if you bought something in town, the storekeeper, say, took a piece of paper and he...
wrapped it up.
Right. When you got home, you...
unwrapped.
Okay. What about if somebody was selling something for less than what he paid for it? You'd say he was selling at a...
loss.
Okay. Or if you saw something that you wanted to get, but it was just too expensive, you might say, well, I'd like to get that, but it just...
too high.
Or it just... too much.
Too much, yeah.
What about cost?
Yeah.
Would you say that?
Yes, it costs too much.
All right. But if you really want to get it, you might go to the banker and say, well, I'd like to some money from you.
And borrow some money, yeah.
Okay, and he might say, well, I'd like to give it to you, but nowadays money is mighty.
Tight.
Okay. Anything you heard besides tight? Money is mighty.
Scarce.
Okay. Heard people say something or another scares his hens too?
Yeah.
Okay. And on the first of the month, you say that the bill is
due.
Right. And if you're in a club, you have to pay your
dues.
Right. You were telling me a few minutes ago that you used to play hooky when you went young enough to go to join school.
Yeah.
Did you ever just take off and go swimming somewhere?
Oh, yeah. If it was warm enough, we would.
Did you have a regular place you
went to? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What did you call that?
Swim hole.
Swim hole.
And a creek.
Okay. Well, did you ever see anybody go in, you know, the creek like that?
Yeah, dive in.
Right, and then land flat?
Yeah.
So did he make a popping sound and send up a lot of water?
Yeah, it's a belly buster.
Belly buster. You ever do one of those?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of stung, didn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Or say if a boy was playing around out in the yard, he might tuck his head down between his legs and then kick out his feet and go over like that?
Yeah.
You'd say he did what?
Turning somerset.
Somerset, okay. Around this part of the country, have you ever heard of if you went into the store to pay off your bill, maybe the storekeeper would give you a little something extra for paying it off?
Uh-huh.
Did they ever call that anything special?
Well, no, I don't think so.
You haven't heard it called a little bonus? Or
no.
Have you ever heard the word lanyap?
No.
Haven't heard that, okay. We're talking about swimming a minute ago. If somebody got in water that was too deep for him, he might
drown.
Right. If you talk about that happening yesterday, you'd say yesterday so-and-so.
Yeah.
Yesterday he did what? He
went swimming.
And if he... talking about drowning, you'd say
yes. Drowned.
Okay. What would you say a baby does before it's able to walk? It just
crawls.